Hello and welcome to my YouTube channel. If you are new, don't forget to subscribe. And if you are a returning subscriber, welcome and thank you so much for being here today. So I am going to be talking about the five characteristics that God desires in the life of a believer. So if you can, if you will, just open up your Bible so we can go to Ephesians 4:1-6, okay? Because right there, he is telling us the characteristics, all right? So it says, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm just going to break it down and pretty much just tell you like what I think about it as well, because everyone has their own interpretation. So the first one that I actually have my notes here, guys, so excuse me. But the first one is we're going to go with humility. Okay. And in the Bible, specifically in James 4:10, it says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. He will lift you up. Okay. So right there, what I'm interpreting is when we obey the Bible, we are in the right path, okay? Because we need to humble ourselves. That's why also having pride, when we have too much pride, what do? You know, we have hardened hearts. We eliminate God's will. We're self-centered, okay? So the first step to getting close to God is just humbling yourselves. Because the second one is gentleness. And you will notice that humility, it leads to gentleness, okay? So now we're going to go into gentleness. So what does that mean? Well, that means pretty much not trying to retaliate on others, not trying to go against them. Instead, you know how we fight, we're prayer warriors, right? So if someone does something wrong to us, are we going to sit here and get back to them in such a manner? Are we going to try to, you know, get all this revenge? No, okay? And, you know, I'm not a perfect Christian. None of us are perfect. And personal stories, you know, I've been through things where people do things to me and I actually have to step back and I have to be like, honestly, what I feel like doing is texting them and saying X, Y, and Z and all these things. But you know what that does? That disturbs your inner peace. And God doesn't want you to disturb your inner peace, because with him, you will find peace. So you know what we do instead? I've had to learn how to channel myself. And it's not easy, guys. It's an ongoing process, okay? But the gentleness is we pray for our enemies. We pray for them to find forgiveness. We forgive them. That is the step we must take. But we need to learn how to have things. We need to learn how to have power, but power that's under control, all right? Which leads to self-control. Because in the Bible, we notice that God had self-control. And I love to say this, but it's so important. And sometimes we don't focus on this, but he had authority. Which means when he set his mind on something, when he stated something, that is what it was. So self-control is important, and that ties into with gentleness. The third one is patience. This one, in a way, refers to like gentleness, because in a way we need to have patience. You know how a lot of people say like we pray, right? And we want instant responses, you know? And like I said this before, God is not a genie, you know? And when I first got into the Christian walk, I was like that. I did a lot of prayers, you know, with like yes and no. And I'm like, okay, like I pray this, I'm going to have my answer Friday, right? Because who can agree that we pray, but we already have the timeline in our mind, right? Like we want God to answer this day, this month. So it's in the waiting and it's in the trials that we adapt patience. So we must have patience. And when we say it is your will, let it be done, we are giving him full authority. We are giving him power. So how do we think that like by us giving him power, we still can control his timing? So patience is waiting on God through the storm, not only when things are great, even through hard times. All right. The fourth one is tolerance. Tolerance, I would say, is the same thing. You know, having tolerating people, tolerating families. Now, at no moment am I saying that it's okay to tolerate someone bringing you down, that it's okay to tolerate someone draining your energy. But there is something in you that us as Christians, right, we have to try to, you know, deal and work with others. But, you know, I have to say that many people, you know, and speaking from experience, you know, thinking Christian is like accepting anything, you know, possibly being so kind that it's like you end up honestly on the low being a doormat, You know, really, honestly, and that's not what we're looking for. We can still have self-love and all those things. So learn what to tolerate and not, you know, and what you won't accept. But yeah, so tolerance is pretty much that. Tolerating, having patience with others. But remember, your energy is important because God's not going to put people in your life that are going to attempt, you know, are going to bring you to sin or are going to confuse you. Confusion doesn't come from God. And I learned that. So I just want to share that with you guys. God is yes, no, or possibly not now. But there's never no confusion. And the final one is peace. Bond of peace. And that to me is more like, what do you portray, right? What do people think of you when they hear your name? Are you a signal of peace? When you walk into a place, do you disturb or do you bring peace? Do you gravitate to light? Do you bring darkness? What do you do in people's lives that show that you are or you have the characteristics of a believer? Okay? What are you doing? And I'm not talking, and I have to say this, guys. I'm not talking about how much you serve at the church. Yes, that is important. Don't get me wrong. But I'm talking about what do you do outside of the church as well? What do you do for people? You know, I'm not saying you have to, you know, and here we go again. Like, yes, you can give money to the homeless. I'm not saying that's incorrect, you know, but what are you doing, right? Are you serving? Are you helping? What are you bringing? Even on social media, like, what are you chasing after? You know, that's just what it comes down to. What are you? What will people think of when they see you? Okay. And yeah, so those are the five characteristics. Refer to Ephesians 4. 1 second, guys. Okay. 4:16. And right there, it's black and white, the characteristics. And I'm just going to tell you, it's not something that happens overnight. Especially, we have to, like, I had to learn how to humble myself when things didn't go out the way that I wanted them, because we have, it's okay to have a vision, but we need to understand that once we let God into it, there's a cost, there's a sacrifice. And at the end of the run, there is a blessing, but we just got to hold on tight. So I will just, if you are new to the Christian walk or no matter how long you've been, just ask God. Like it says in the Bible, right? Knock and the door will be opened. Ask God. God, help me build these characteristics. Help me at least one. Give me, you know, help me build one characteristics. You know, help me become more like you. Because at the end of the run, that's what we want to be. We want to be like Christ. We want to be an image of Christ. We'll never be Christ, but we want to be as close as we can to him. So that is all for today. I hope you guys liked this video. I hope it blessed you. Comment down below how long you've, you know, been on this journey with God. And yeah, God bless, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.